What's going on, K-State Nation? It's been a hot minute. This has been another edition, or is another edition, of the Postcast Football Project Podcast, all things K-State. Shows you where I'm at. Eddie Greer III here, battling or getting over head coach here for the podcast, your host for the Football Project Podcast, all things K-State. Recording this on the night of opening day slash evening now for Major League Baseball, and we're staying with baseball, of course. Yesterday, wrapping up a two-game series with Air Force up in Colorado Springs. Boy, there was a hitting up there going on. Kind of like the Colorado Rockies of Major League Baseball, right? First game featured K-State rallying back down 9-4. And then, like they've done throughout the season so far, when they're back against the wall, they respond in a big way. They rally back and to beat Air Force at Falcon Field in Colorado Springs, 12-9 in game one, thanks to some huge hits by Cole Johnson. Cole Johnson with a grand slam in that game. They took the first game. And then yesterday, football game, baby, as Air Force rallied back to beat K-State in a high scoring fest, 18-13 there. And K-State again. Obviously, Air Force, when they look at the record, Air Force now got their 10th win of the year. 16 losses, the Falcons now. And K-State dropped its ninth game of the year, 18-9 there. As manager Pete Hughes summed it all up, he said, unfortunately, we played poorly in all three phases of the game. That is not good. That's basically a recipe for disaster. If your team's not playing up to the standards, that's kind of like that. You're kind of speaking the language of football. You're not playing well on offensively, not executing defensively, or giving up big plays in special teams game. That can ruin your day. In this case here on the baseball field, that killed K-State in this one, and then of course Air Force. Quote unquote, going back to Manchester Hughes, quote, Air Force deserved that win. Now it's time to focus on West Virginia, end quote there. K-Staters, four K-State guys drove in multiple runs there. Roberto Pena, he drove in five, which is a career high in the game for Pena, two for three, while Cash Rugley also had three hits in the game. Inside the box score here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, as K-State splits the series with Air Force there. K-State, 13 runs, 14 hits, two more errors for this team, and 12 left on base there. Five Cats pitchers saw the mound up there. The bullpen gave up 15 runs. On 18 hits, 8 strikeouts. 8 players in the lineup had multiple hits, or had a hit in this game. 5 had more than just one. Cash regularly covered him already there as well. Air Force, 18 runs, 22 hits, an error, and he also left 12 as well. K-State now leads the all-time series 14-5. Cats now 5-3 on the road against Air Force. And staying on that, hey, you got to win games to play past the Big 12. Well, K-State's done that to this point. But that loss yesterday drops them to 7-4. 7-4 on the year, on the road there as well. Let's see here. Yeah, so looking at it, let's just go through the who started this game. Yeah, K-State. Dalton Beck got the loss. He didn't go more than 2 innings. Didn't understand that. But got the loss here. 3 runs. All of them were earned. Walk 2, no strikeouts. 4 hits, 3 runs. Short outing for Beck. And then he had Shea Hartis, Cole Wisenbeck, Blake Corestino, and Andrew Evans rounding out the pitching for K-State in this one. Getting the win on the Air Force side was Sawyer Hawks getting the win for Air Force. He pitched 2 more innings. Did give up 4 hits, 2 runs. All of them were earned. Walked 2 and struck out 2 cats there in that one. And then back to the lineup real quick. Nick Goodwin only went 1-for-5 in this game. He left four on base. Cole Johnson with a big grand slam in game one to seal the deal for K-State. Wasn't a factor either. He also left four on base. He went 1-for-6 in the game. And then Rafael Patellar, 2-for-4 in the game as well. So K-State there trying to get a high scoring match with Air Force. This time Air Force gets a little bit of revenge after blowing a 5-run lead in game one. They beat the Cats to drop them to 18-9 into this weekend series coming up for the Cats against, let me go back to the screen real quick. There we go. As we enter into the month now of April, they are back home against West Virginia. So let's set the stage here for PQs and the Cats here. West Virginia will be here at Twinton Family Stadium tomorrow as everything gets started with game one at 6 here at Twinton Family Stadium at 6 Central Time. Game one between the West Virginia Mountaineers and then the rest of the weekend, right? At all games will be at Twinton Family Stadium. 4 o'clock first pitch on Saturday against West Virginia, and then the finale, 1 o'clock Sunday, West Virginia on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus app. If you have that, and then all games will be live if you're on the road on 1350. That is the AM station here, the radio station, and K-Man will have it as well. But got the Cats, man, had an opportunity to take the series away from the Air Force Falcons. They didn't do it as they got into a slugging fest there, and they fell short on this end of the stick this time, losing by 5. So they turn their attention now to West Virginia. And remember, this K-State team is coming off of a sweep by Oklahoma right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Can they do the same thing to West Virginia? We'll find out this weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast from. Add this K-State Collection podcast to your other K-State podcasts out there as well. Yes, football and baseball has completely over for the 22-23 season. We got spring football going on right now. That's been under the radar because of what the men's basketball team has done. I'll touch on that this weekend a little bit because I don't know. I don't really know what's going on. All I can know is from nothing major seriously yet, so that's a good thing for K-State. K-State just going about their business like they usually do normally. So, but we'll definitely start diving into that. A lot of questions about that after the 2022 Big 12 championship run. Football went on. They look to do it again. I think looking at it wise, looking pretty good right now. So, but anyways, a long way to go between right now and September. So, but a lot to cover. We'll cover all that here on this summer of the podcast. So, yes, football and basketball are over, but spring football is going on right now. Spring practice, that is, anyways, for football and baseball is going on. So, I promised you that we'll keep going with baseball. We cover all things K-State. That's what we do in this podcast, and we're going to continue to do it. So, K-State baseball dropped their series finale against Air Force. They look to continue their Big 12 success at home this weekend against the Mountaineers. That's going to wrap things up in this postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer saying thanks again for checking us out. If it's your first time, again, welcome on board to the Pearl Project Podcast. Make sure your next thing you do, subscribe. The third thing, if you want to, leave us a star rating or a review of your choice, and we're not taking 1 or 2 stars. That's all I got to say on that. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, K-State baseball team, Mitchell P. Hughes and Company now, 18-9, 4-2 in the Big 12. Going to more Big 12 action this weekend.